Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 16, 1805. A recipe for making beads. Two entries today. First, a short entry by Clark.
A cloudy day, wind from the southeast. One Indian, much displeased with White House for striking his hand when eating with a spoon, for behaving badly. Mr. Garreau showed us the way the Arikara made their large beads. Captain William Clark, March 16, 1805.
The Mr. Joseph Garreau mentioned had been living with the Arikara since 1793. He was an interpreter and trader among the Arikara and Mandan, and has been called the first white settler in South Dakota. Captain Lewis describes the method mentioned to make the beads.
The process is as follows. Take glass of as many different colors as you think proper, then pound it as fine as possible, putting each color in a separate vessel. Wash the pounded glass in several waters, throwing off the water after each washing. The residuum is then prepared for use. You will then provide an earthen pot of convenient size, which will stand the fire. A platter also of the same material, sufficiently small to be admitted to the mouth of the pot or jar. The pot has a notch in its edge through which to watch the beads when in blast. You then provide some well-seasoned clay with a proportion of sand sufficient to prevent it becoming very hard when exposed to the heat. The clay must be tempered with water until it is the consistency of common dough. Prepare a sufficient amount of little sticks, the size you want the hole through the bead to be, by rolling the clay into a stick in the palm of your hand with your finger. Put the sticks of clay on the platter and expose them to a red heat. Small balls of clay are also made of about an ounce weight, which serves as a pedestal for the bead. Form the bead by applying the powdered glass to the clay stick by rolling it in your hand with the glass. Roll the stick and glass in your hand back and forth until it is regular and smooth. A hole is now made in the center of the pedestal of the clay, and the stick covered with the glass is placed in the pedestal, which is then placed on the burning coals or hot embers. The pot is then turned over the platter to cover the beads on the platter. Dry wood, pretty much doughed, is placed around the pot to cover completely and set on fire. The beads are brought to a red color observed through the notch in the pot. Remove the fire from the pot and let it cool gradually. The pot is then removed and the beads taken out. The clay is removed from the bead with an awl or needle and fit for use. The Indians are extremely fond of these beads and use them as pendants to their ears or hair, and sometimes wear them around their neck. Captain Meriwether Lewis, March 16, 1805.
Tomorrow, Charbonneau recants.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.